Hey guys, and welcome back to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, PAs on a mission to help you get accepted to PA school. So if you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right spot. We're thrilled you are here and to be a part of your journey to getting into PA school. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something super exciting that we know you will love. If you're feeling totally overwhelmed by the whole PA school application process, then you definitely want to look into doing a VIP day, which is a game changer and so incredibly valuable in putting together your strongest CASPA app, landing interviews, and getting accepted to PA school. During our VIP days, we meet one-on-one on Zoom and write your entire personal statement, all of your CASPA experience paragraphs, match you to the best PA schools for you and your stats, mock interview, everything you need to have your most competitive PA school application. And the best part, you don't have to have a single thing written. That's right. We meet you on Zoom and you talk and we write. At the end, you have an outstanding and completed personal statement, CASPA paragraphs, and list of PA schools that you fit best with. You can absolutely get accepted to PA school with a low GPA or other not so awesome stats, but you must apply the right way into the right schools with your strongest application. And VIP days, you don't have to sweat it. We'll tackle them together. And our VIP days also include not only personal statement writing session, CASPA paragraphs writing session, but also a mock interview to help you crush your PA school interviews. You'll also get access to our exclusive application to acceptance course, PA school directory, and weekly PA shadowing hours you can add to your CASPA application. With years of experience working at PA schools and in PA school admissions, we know what it takes to create an outstanding application that demands attention. We pull out all the stops to ensure your application is not just good, but outstanding. There's only a limited number of spots available for our VIP days because we believe in providing a truly personalized experience, so don't wait around. Seize this incredible opportunity and jump into a VIP day with us. We will drop the link in the episode notes. Now on to today's episode.
So today we're going to talk all about applying to PA school. So CASPA opens at the end of April, and that is when the new PA cycle will begin. So the 2024-2025 cycle will open at the end of April and will run until April of 2025. Now, we get asked all the time, when should I actually apply to PA school? And if you follow us at all, then you know that we really believe in hacking rolling admissions and applying early. Now, this only helps if your school does rolling admissions, and not all programs do. A lot of PA programs do rolling admissions, and the reason for that is because we want you to commit to us before you get accepted to another school, right? So we know that if you commit to us and you put down a seat deposit, you're more likely to stay than you are to go. But if we wait until the end of the cycle to give you your acceptance, you might have even already started PA school at another school, right? That starts at a different time. So we really encourage people to apply early. Now, with that being said, early is really relative. So as I said, the application cycle window opens up at the end of April. And there are some programs, for example, June 15th is a deadline. That means you have to get everything in, verified, approved by June 15th. Now, in a school like that, there's really not any early, there's just on time. It can be very challenging to get all your material in about 6 weeks. So those kind of programs probably not a whole lot of benefit to applying super early, but a lot of programs there are. So let's say, for example, a school has a deadline of November 1st, then applying by August, you're still gonna be pretty early, right? Because you beat everybody who applied in September, everybody who applies in October, everybody who applies late November. So that school, early might be summer. There are some programs that actually have a huge window and don't even close down until March of the next year, right? And those programs, again, early is going to be relative. You don't have to apply in June for those programs. Maybe you want to, maybe you're ready, that's great. But for those programs, early is going to be sometime even in the fall, right? So early is relative depending on when the application window for that school closes. Because you can consider there are probably people applying up until the last minute. So if you apply significantly earlier than that, then you're going to be early. There's also a lot of schools who post their interview dates on their website. Like, we will interview on September 15th, October 12th, and November 9th. And that will let you know, okay, hey, I want to get that first interview date. So I need to apply early so I can get that first September 15th interview date. I probably need to apply a few months before that, right? Schools really do try to give students notice for interviews, especially if they're in person, because we know you guys have to book flights and they get very expensive if it's less than like a month out. And even with virtual interviews, we know a lot of you guys are working and have to take time off work, or maybe you're in school and would have to, you know, arrange your classes. So we really do try to give you guys notice. So if there's a September 15th interview, we don't really want you applying at the end of August, because more than likely those interview spots have already been filled. So applying early is great for schools that do rolling admissions, right? You can get that first interview seat, and that's when the most PA school seats are open. So if they have 50 seats and the first interview is September 15th, then all 50 seats are open. If the second interview is, let's say, October 12th, for example, then maybe only 30 of those seats are open. And maybe by the third interview in November, there's only 12 seats open. So again, applying early, you can hack rolling admissions. You can get that first interview when there are the most seats open. For those of you who are applying to a school that doesn't do rolling admissions, can you apply early? Sure, of course you can. You can apply to that school as early as you want. It's not going to hurt you. It's just not going to help you. So if a school says on their website, we do not participate in rolling admissions, then just know if you apply early, it's going to be a long wait, because they're going to wait until the end of their application cycle in order to decide who's going to be accepted to their program. So no worries. If you are ready with your application, you can go ahead and apply to these non-rolling admission schools too. But just know that usually it's a little bit longer wait depending on when their due date is. Many, many schools are moving to rolling admissions, as I said, because again, we all want the best students out there and we want you to commit to us and be ready for us. So we like you to declare that you're taking a seat early. Now with rolling admissions, the nice thing about rolling admissions too is a lot of times you hear within a few weeks after your interview if you've been offered a seat. So you don't have to wait as long. So if you're impatient like I am, it is really, really nice not to have to wait months to decide if you're getting a seat. But really there's nothing you can do. Whatever the school does, if they do rolling or they do non-rolling, that's really nothing that you can fix or you can influence. So don't stress about those schools that do non-rolling. Just know that you're gonna have to wait a while. So with the CASPA cycle opening back up in just a few months, hope this really helps you decide when you want to apply and gives you an insight into the different types of admissions that PA school has.
Thank you so much for listening to Where the White Coats Come Off. If you found this episode useful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share this with all of your pre-PA friends. We are so excited to be a part of your future and helping you get accepted to PA school. We will catch you at the next episode.